Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
College football game time. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth, John Chuckery, John Fricke. At 929 The Game, you can find this show at 929 CFB Game Time. John Chuckery is at JMCH316. John Fricke is at John Fricke. You can find me at Chris Goforth 1. If you miss the first hour of the show, don't worry. If you can head over to 929thegame.com in a little bit, you can catch that first hour as you can also stream us live there and on the radio.com app. So wherever you're joining us from today, we are glad to have you along with us. It is that time of the week when we take a look around the nation at what's happening in college football, especially around the top 25. Guys, let's start with a top 10 matchup today. Number 8 Penn State against number 2 Ohio State. A big game with a 12 o'clock kickoff today on Fox. Penn State quarterback Sean Clifford been getting some death threats. Kind of a scary situation there. That's about the most SEC thing that could happen, I guess, in the Big Ten. Some questions about whether or not K.J. Hamler will be able to go today for Penn State. The center for Penn State, I forget his name, but he's been ruled out today. So some injuries here, especially for the Nittany Lions. I don't see where where Penn State matches up with Ohio State anywhere in this game. I don't think they win a single matchup when you start looking at it.
Well, something has to give, Chris. It's the number 4 rush defense in America in Penn State versus the number 4 rush offense in America. We were talking before about the difference in Ohio State this year. They are 45th in the country in passing offense this year, which is not a terrible number, but
right.
They were number 1 in the nation last year, and I think people forget that's how good Dwayne Haskins was last year. They were the number 1 pass offense in the nation. Now, they're both the number 1 scoring offense and the number 1 scoring defense in America. Given the last 2 weeks where Penn State's given up 710 passing yards the last 2 weeks to a couple of good quarterbacks, but nothing great. Sean Clifford better be lights out today is all I can tell you. He's not been good the last 2 weeks. 51.5% completion percentage, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions the last 2 weeks, Chris. Either he's going to have a huge game today because they're going to have to find a way to score some points on Ohio State. This game won't be 10-7 today, no matter how good these defenses are.
Penn State under James Franklin, 2-9 against top 10 teams, 1-7 against ranked teams on the road.
Pulled a Hugh. This is where we find out how good Ohio State is. If they are really that team that everybody said should have gone to number 1 last week, if they are that team, they take full game control from the jump. They win this game, not necessarily by any particular margin, 10, 17, 24. It's just they lead front to back, wall to wall, and Penn State never challenges them.
Is this an elimination game today? Penn State loses, we know they're out
right,
for the
yes.
playoff. Ohio State loses today.
No.
Because Penn State's going to have Rutgers next week, and they're not going to lose to Rutgers next week, and they're going to the Big Ten title game.
Right, that's true.
I think Ohio State's out just yet. I think it does maybe
Do you think Ohio State can get to the playoff without winning the Big Ten?
Without getting to the Big Ten championship game, the answer is no. It may be an elimination game. Well, maybe. I mean, if we have ultimate chaos.
Well, yeah. I realize that. But I'm saying, look, Penn State's not losing to Rutgers next week. So Penn State wins today and beats Ohio State. They're in the Big Ten title game, probably against Minnesota, Wisconsin at that
right.
point. I don't think Ohio State not winning the Big Ten, not being in the title game, I don't think they're going to the playoff. Even at 11-1, they're not going to.
I mean, without chaos, no. With chaos, maybe. I mean, the kind of like Penn State plays Wisconsin for the Big Ten title. Wisconsin wins that game.
Right.
Ohio State becomes the number one choice out of the Big Ten.
Yeah, the highest ranked.
Oregon and Utah both lose to the Arizona teams today, and there are 2-loss teams or whatever.
That's why I think whoever loses this game today is out of the national title picture.
Ohio State, John, to your point, when you talk about where they rank offensively and where they rank defensively, they've been by far, I think, the most complete team in college football mm-hmm. this year. They've been the most dominant team.
And they get the best defensive football. Player in America back today. That kind of helps, right?
Yeah.
Against a quarterback who's struggled the last 2 weeks. Oh.
I'm telling you, I think they win this thing. I don't even think it's
spread?
Close.
Have you seen the spread in this game?
Yeah.
19.5?
Yeah.
Tells you what Vegas
you know
thinks.
You know what's also interesting, though, John? The last, what would you say, Chris, 7 or 8 years, as much as Michigan, Ohio State gets the hype, the best game in the Big Ten has been Penn State, Ohio State.
Penn State's had double-digit leads in the fourth quarter the last two years and hadn't been able to close it out.
But I'm talking about the marquee matchup and the two rosters. The best game the Big Ten features hasn't been Michigan, Ohio State for the last handful of years.
It's
been these two teams. This has been the two. And, hell, it's again that way this year because next week ain't, with all due respect to Michigan, Ohio State, they ain't bigger than what this game is because, like I said, I think this game is an elimination playoff game today. And these are two of the top 10 teams, 8 teams in the country. That's what's interesting is that this has been, as much as we don't think about Penn State at times being a Big Ten team, historically and things like that, this is the marquee matchup for the conference.
Well, I have to say that I'm really disappointed in Fox putting this at noon. I just think it sucks.
This is part of that new what they're trying to experiment with. And so far, John, if you're going to base it off, look, it sucks for the fans. But if you're going to base this off of television ratings,
I understand.
It's been a winner.
Wasn't Michigan Ohio State last year like the second or third highest ranked game?
But Michigan Ohio State is historically a new.
But I mean, but that game last year with those two teams and the noon start, it still was like
But that's what they've tried to do with this new pregame show they've started. It's been about trying to play those premier games, and I'm surprised that the Big Ten was willing to go along with this, but. They have. I guess that TV money speaks loud.
That conference loves noon on a Saturday. They live for that.
They get plenty of it.
How many decades did they live as the noon on Saturday conference?
Number 10, Minnesota is at Northwestern today. That's a 12 o'clock kick. It'll be on ABC. Who's going to play quarterback?
Who's going to watch that thing?
Who's going to play quarterback for either side?
Tanner Morgan's in the concussion protocol, right?
Yep, and Northwestern's quarterback, Aiden Smith, he's listed as doubtful. Hunter Johnson, the former Clemson quarterback, he is no longer on the depth chart at Northwestern.
Because he's dreadful, that's why. Dreadful. You think Clemson got it right with their quarterback situation?
You think?
People forget. People talked about Hunter. Remember when Hunter Johnson
was a five-star guy?
Yep. People talking about Hunter. Oh, he's going to compete for this. Really? Okay, he's been dreadful. Northwestern is one of the most dreadful teams in the Power Five. I think them and Rutgers basically haven't. Neither one of them's won a conference game this year, right? They're both. I think they're both 0-7 in the conference. This is Minnesota's try to get right game, get back on track. You know what I mean? Like after last week, and I think a lot of people saw. I'm not surprised that they lost at Iowa last week. Iowa always gets somebody, and I know Randy picked them for his upset special and stuff. This has got to be Minnesota's get right game. This is get yourself ready, get yourself healthy because, look, they're still in the hunt for all this, and they've obviously never been here, but. This is not the week or the team to allow a Northwestern to try to trip you up and do something they have no business doing.
Yeah, it's a game you can right a lot of wrongs, cure a lot of ills against this Northwestern team. Number 13, Michigan at Indiana today. That is a 3:30 kickoff on ESPN. Michigan's won 23 straight in this series. The last time Indiana beat Michigan, 1987, Anthony Thompson was the guy to know for Indiana back then.
Did he finish in the top three in the Heisman that year?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
We're going to hear about this game at 11:40.
Oh, can't wait. Uh-oh. Can't wait for that. Indiana, 7-3. They could be playing in a New Year's Day bowl game this year.
They gave Penn State everything they could want last week.
They sure did.
That kid threw for, 370 last week?
Peyton Ramsey, who is named after Peyton Manning. And they lost their starting quarterback, Michael Penix, for the season. And Penix is saw him play. I watch all the Indiana games because my wife's a gigantic Indiana fan. I'll be watching this game today. It is a pretty good football team, pretty darn good football team. Tom Allen's done a really good job with that team. A
couple other games, guys, real quick. Texas at number 14, Baylor. That's a 3:30 kickoff on FS1 today. I keep hearing rumors. I don't know how much there is to this, but I keep hearing rumors about Tom Herman. How safe is his job?
Is that a crane drop? Oh, sorry. No, that's a go for
not
it.
Not exactly.
No. Texas has been one of the more disappointing teams in the country this year. They've beaten nobody of stature this year.
And people love beating Texas.
Yeah.
Even mediocre Texas. People love beating Texas.
And look.
I think you're looking at the wrong coach in this game. I think Matt Rhule is the guy to look at, because I think Matt Rhule could be next head coach at maybe USC.
Yeah, he's almost to the point of yeah. Well, I know, you know, the NFL's flirted with him, or he's flirted with the NFL the last 2 years. Now, I don't know, that job in Dallas comes open.
Well, I mean, I think that job in Dallas comes open, and Lincoln Riley is going to raise his hand.
And it very well could be, but I think Matt Rhule is going to be in that conversation. And John, you go back to when we started this show, guys. Matt Rhule was at Temple, and we were talking about him back then at Temple. Mm-hmm. That here's this rising young star in coaching for the job that he did at Temple.
What do I say every week? Why is the fighting Wendy, Lauren, and Alexis out there in the West Coast not grabbing that guy? You want a guy who can turn your program around and get you back? By the way, we didn't talk about that game. What was my number I had here? Southern Cal is 110th in the nation in running the football. Southern Cal. How many Heisman Trophy winning running backs have they put out in the history of college football? Maybe the greatest college running back university in history. They're 110th in the nation in running the football.
They still got a chance to win 9 games.
I know.
They may win 9 games and fire their coach. Yeah. It's amazing.
Crazy how they are.
John Chuckery's world famous buy or sell segment.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Coming up next, it's College Football Game Time. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
It's time now for John Chuckery's often imitated but never duplicated world famous buy or sell segment.
And welcome you back into the Key Studios.
Wait.
Yes, sir.
I need to redo that because it's the never implicated, always... What is it? How does the open go?
It's the freaky-isms.
Anyway, the world famous buy or sell segment, sponsored by, they forgot that part.
Sponsor sheet out here real quick. What are we, week 13? Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy.
Zero Res at ZeroResAtlanta.com.
Yeah, we don't even have Camus on here. Anyway, 10
what?
Questions. What?
Who?
I'm sorry.
All right, let's get lit.
Wow. Save that for a drop. Save that for Thursday morning, Bo. 10 questions for the guys in the world of college football. It is our world famous buy or sell segment. Let's start with our guest, John Fricke, or John Freakies, he's known in the wrestling world. John, UCLA wins out and makes a bowl game, buy or sell. UCLA wins out. Southern Cal this week. Is it Cal next week, we said? UCLA wins out.
Probably finds a little bit of magic here.
Chris Goforth, UCLA wins out and makes a bowl game, buy or sell?
Yeah, I'm going to sell it. I agree, John. They're better than what they were, but they're just too schizophrenic for me. Like, you never know what you're going to get right from them from week to week. The idea that they're going to win two games in a row, I don't think they win today against USC.
For our sometimes host here, Chris Goforth. See, I mean, I'll diss him too, you know. So
it's equal opportunity here.
Do you have a show? Because I haven't heard any promos yet.
Have you?
No.
Oh. Well, I mean, we do one a week. Michigan State, Chris, the most disappointing Power 5 team this year. Michigan State, the most disappointing Power 5 team, buy or sell?
I'll sell that. It's Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll sell that, too. I think we'll talk about that a little bit later in the program. Matter of fact, I could probably come up with 5 or 6 that are more disappointing than Michigan
State. Does he get fired?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
But I tell you what, that whole athletic, you see where Tom Izzo resigned from the basketball, and then I don't know what they did with Lewerke a couple of weeks ago where he takes a knee to the head, put him back in, throws a pick six, gets run over. Oh, no, he's fine. Just keep trotting him back out there in that Illinois game. This guy's fine.
Yeah, well, the whole athletic program.
Nothing to see here.
Let's go back to what was the doctor's name that was abusing all the women?
Yeah,
you know
that?
I mean, this whole thing is.
Nader?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. By the way, Washington could go in that group too. By the way, they've not been they've kind of I think fallen below expectations. John Fricke, this is interesting. No UGA running back runs for over 500 yards besides DeAndre Swift. Buy or sell? No UGA running back runs for over. Harrion is number 2 at 390.
So he has to get 110 against A&M and Georgia Tech. Yeah, I'll buy that. I'll buy that Harrion doesn't get 110 in the next 2 weeks.
Remember, they were, you know, multiple thousand yard you just, you know, over the last couple of classes, Chris. And we've talked, I mean, obviously the depth at their running back position, but Chris, no running back for Georgia runs over 500 yards besides DeAndre Swift. Buy or sell that?
I'll buy that too.
And that's strange.
That is strange. I mean, that is strange. Would not have thought that in August.
On a run-heavy team.
Yeah, right. I would not have thought that in August.
Right. There's especially just looking at all the things about Georgia and how much they get critiqued for their running it too much, if anything else. So, Chris Goforth, Michigan is the fifth best team in the Big Ten. Buy or sell? Ooh, Michigan is the fifth best team in the Big Ten. Buy or sell?
Gosh, yeah, I'll buy that. I'll buy that. I think there's four teams better than them in the Big Ten right now. I'll buy that.
John Fricke, Michigan is the fifth best team in the Big Ten.
I'm going to sell that. I think Michigan is the sixth best team in the Big Ten. As a matter of fact, I think Michigan might be the seventh best team in the Big Ten.
Okay, I know the first four. Who's the next one ahead of them? Indiana? Right.
Well, either Indiana or Iowa, and maybe both Indiana and Iowa are better than that.
Yeah, I don't. Would you put Michigan over Minnesota, Penn State, Ohio State, or Wisconsin?
I'm not sure. I put them over Indiana or Iowa.
I mean, they certainly don't go over Wisconsin and Penn State because they got whacked around in both those games. They're going to get whacked around next week
by Ohio State. Yeah.
So I mean, unless you tell me they're better than Minnesota, what's told you about Michigan that they're better than Minnesota?
Nothing
at this point.
Nothing.
And weren't they preseason top 10?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just flipped open Athlon's to get a look at the Big Ten. Yeah, Athlon's had them. Yeah, Athlon's picked them to win it.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, it's not looking good so far.
Yeah. John Fricke, as we continue on, buy or sell. Scott Satterfield is the ACC Coach of the Year. Buy or sell? Scott Satterfield.
Well, you know that's actually a pretty good call. I hadn't even thought about him being ACC Coach of the Year, but if I'm voting in the ACC, my Coach of the Year is Odell Higgins. For holding that team together and maybe getting them to a bowl. I've just in a short period of time, I just love what he's done down at Florida State. He has injected that program with hope suddenly in a really tough spot. But Satterfield's done a really good job with a team that had marginal or less than marginal talent.
You know, Chris, we've talked about the stories behind the scenes of how bad it was at Louisville in those last year or so.
Talk about an athletic program? Forget about Michigan State. There may be no athletic program that's gone through it between Petrino, Patino, and Papa John. Oh, there may be no athletic program that's gone through more than that program's gone through. Buy or sell? Okay, you know what? I'll buy it.
Yeah. Chris Goforth, buy or sell. Scott Satterfield.
All day, every day, and twice on Saturday. Friend of the show, Scott Satterfield.
Okay.
Been on with us a couple of times.
A few weeks ago, I told you they'd been Clawson. Would have been the ACC Coach of the Year. They've kind of faded a little bit. Yeah. And they lost their best player, too, so that doesn't help either. So Surratt's was terrific for them, but he's out for the year. Chris Goforth, buy or sell. UGA will only have one first-team all-SEC defensive player. Buy or sell. UGA, who's arguably the best, not only the best SEC defense this year, they're one of the probably two or three best in the country. UGA is only going to have one, and I think, by the way, it's going to be J.R. Reed. I think he's going to be the only first-team all-SEC player for Georgia, for the best defense in that conference. Buy or sell? UGA, only one first-team all-SEC defensive player.
I think I'll buy that. I haven't thought of that, but I think you're onto something. I think Reed is a lock.
Yeah.
I just don't know that there's anybody else that is a lock on that defense other than him.
4.5 sacks leads their team, John.
Wow.
They just tackle well.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Well. They just get as people to the ground.
I mean, the sum of their parts is better than the individual pieces.
Yeah, name the star. I mean, right. No, I'm with you.
All right. John Fricke, Joe Burrow's the best quarterback in LSU history. Buy or sell?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, what was it before this?
Burt Jones, Jamarcus Russell, Tommy Hodson. That's my favorite.
Tommy Hodson, he can huck it, dude. Let me tell
you, Tommy Hodson, my favorite LSU quarterback of all time.
He can huck it.
I love Tommy Hodson. Buy or sell, Chris? Yeah, Joe Burrow's the best.
No, LSU. I'll buy that too. I think by far
he's going to finish. He's going to finish second in touchdowns, second in yards for guys who only played 2 years. But right. I mean, and I understand it's a different era and stuff like that. Too, but still, though, he's been tremendous. Chris Goforth, because I know we're getting short on time. Matt Rhule is the coach of Baylor next year. Buy or sell? Matt Rhule is the coach of Baylor next year. Buy or sell?
I hope that guy can, if he wants an opportunity, whether that's in the NFL or if that's in the SEC or the ACC, maybe. Hello, Florida State. Or he goes to Southern Cal. If that's what he wants, then good for him. I'll sell that. Surely to God, somebody, either Florida State, Southern Cal, somebody's got to go get that guy.
I agree. Somebody's got to go get him. He's not going to the NFL. I just don't see that right now because you got Marvin Lewis and you got Mike McCarthy both lining up coaching staffs right now, and they're coming back into the league, both of those guys.
Yeah.
They have jobs lined up. McCarthy's got a job lined up. Marvin Lewis has got a job lined up. And so I think in the NFL, it's going to be – there are not going to be enough openings to get Matt Rhule in this year. I agree with you. I think he's going to have to jump while the iron's hot, did at Temple, and prove that he could make that jump, will now at Baylor.
John Fricke, James Franklin's the Penn State coach next year. Buy or sell?
I'm buying that all the way. He's not going anywhere.
Buy or sell, Chris?
Yeah, I'll buy it too.
I think so too.
I'll buy it too.
The James Franklin rumor.
Okay.
What did I say?
What did I say last week? James Franklin's the college equivalent of Dan Quinn. He's college football's Dan Quinn.
Well, in what way?
Can't coach.
Oh, I don't know about that. A lot of talent. They've had issues against top ten teams.
Okay. How'd they not win a national title? Go look at that squad.
Well, maybe with because the guys, committee left them out one year after they won the Big Ten.
They put themselves in that position. That group of guys. Gizecki and McSorley and
Barkley.
Saquon. Yeah.
Jiminy Christmas, they were loaded.
Yeah, I know
they were.
You tell me, listen, you know why the committee didn't put you in? Because you put yourself in that position.
James Franklin is also one hell of a recruiter.
My last question, real quickly, as we get to break. J.K. Dobbins, the most underrated player in college football.
How about that? I'd have to think about that one. I think he's pretty highly regarded. So you'd have to. No, I got one that I will tell you about next in the Max of the Week is the most.
All right.
What did you say?
The most underrated college football player.
Oh, okay. He's one of my Max of the Week this week.
Okay.
My answer.
That's a tease.
Ooh.
From the freaky.
We do on a morning show.
Yeah.
Not a night show where we just.
We just go random.
But number one rated night show, I might add, for you.
You know, hadn't got many sponsors. Anyway.
We'll get to our Max of the Week next. We'll give you our top performers from last week in college football. It's college football game time. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
All right, let's get lit.
College football game time, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth, John Chuckery, John Fricke.
Bulldog Chuckery. I'm repping for Randy Mack, my guy. Red and black, baby. Red and black attack. Red and black attack, baby. Got the red and black on.
Thought Jimbo was your boy.
He is.
You're going against him today.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I gotta stick with my school.
Let's get to our Max of the Week this week.
It isn't your school. Let's just be clear about that.
Hashtag urban to Akron.
All right. They need something.
By the way, the news anchor, Paul Crane, is technically correct when he says Penn State, Ohio State, only matchup of two ranked teams because the only poll that matters is the committee poll. But I'm just saying that only before any Georgia fans say, Georgia and A&M are both ranked. Yes, A&M is ranked in the AP poll. And that's fine. But what he's just going off is that
they're ranked in the AP poll?
Yeah.
Ugh. John Freak, how about you start us off this week? Your Max of the Week.
Well, you know, I want to give I always look for an interesting Mac, you know, rather than just the obvious. And I looked up, you know, how, John, you do the famous alumni and say the fighting, you know, whatevers. I looked up this school. I could not find any famous alumni. Not one that I knew of. So my third Mac of the Week is the Fighting John Chuckeries of Akron University because he's the most famous alum I know.
I'm not an alum.
Okay, they're 0-11, but I'm giving them a Max shout-out for the fact that last week they played against Brett Gabbert, yes, Blaine's bro, and lost to Miami of Ohio 20-17 and almost won the game. And the reason I'm giving them a shout-out is because a lot of 0-10 teams could quit, and they didn't. And they fought, and they're fighting again, and they're trying not to be the – will they be the only 0-12 team?
They might be.
I think
17 points, too, if I'm right. 17 points is more they scored than the entire month of October.
And as a Chattanooga alum, we appreciate the $325,000 that Akron paid us to take our coach.
I think Akron only scored 7 points in October, if I'm right.
Is that Tom Arth?
Yeah.
Yeah. My number two, back of the week, Jalen Hurts, engineering that comeback from that score that we won't mention for Oklahoma. Four touchdowns, ran for 114 yards, threw for 297 in that comeback win. That keeps Oklahoma's slim, but they're still there, playoff hopes alive. And my number one Mac of the week goes to the other question about who's the most, what was it?
Underrated.
Underrated. Anthony Gordon, the quarterback at Washington State, leads the nation in virtually every passing category.
But again, there's a reason why, though.
Stop, though. Let me finish.
There's a reason why.
Excuse me. I thought these were my Macs of the week.
Yeah, but okay. I mean, but to say he's underrated, yeah, if I threw it 74 times a game, I'd lead the nation in every category, too.
Go ahead, John.
No, he's got it. I don't want to tell. He threw for five touchdowns and 520 yards last week. He has over 700 yards more yards than Joe Burrow. Is he throwing?
Yeah, because throws it 109 times a game.
Yeah, but he does so effectively too.
When's the last time a Washington State or Texas Tech quarterback hasn't led? You know, been in the top two or three in yards passing. They always are.
It's college football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Somebody
they got me all salty.
Bo, can you get Chuckery a glass of water? Bulldog Chuckery needs a bowl of water right now. John, to kind of play off what you said about going off the beaten path a little bit, I can't go to Akron because they're terrible. But how about UAB? They beat UTEP last week. The Blazers of UAB, after having that program resurrected from the dead, they're now 7-3.
You know, when you were out that one of those 14 weeks you were out,
yeah.
I actually had UAB as my upset special over Tennessee. I thought they'd go in there and beat Tennessee.
Yeah,
they're still one of the best teams in the country at sacking the quarterback again this year, UAB.
Hey, look, seven wins, given where they have come from and what they've been able to accomplish, I think they're starting – They had a good year last year, so this is something they're kind of being able to get football back on the map at the one football-playing school in Alabama that nobody talks about. Oklahoma, John, I'll agree with you there, coming back from that big deficit last week to beat Baylor. That was something to see. And then finally, for me, is a guy that I don't know what's going to happen with who his coach is going to be next year. I don't know how many games they're going to win the rest of the year, but I do know this. I think Keaton Slovis has a honest-to-goodness shot. With the right coach, he's got a chance to win a Heisman Trophy as the quarterback at USC. 29 out of 35 last week, 406 and four touchdowns.
Great minds think alike. We'll talk about that in just a second. But I have a special additional Mac of the Week that I'm giving, and that's the Chamberlain Smith. And if you don't know who she is the UGA intern photographer that got run over by Brian Herrien last week.
Ringgold, Georgia native.
And first of all, Gary Dan. It wasn't a good weekend for old guy announcers between Gary Danielson, Dick Stockton, which is I don't understand why he's still calling games, and Corso, who picked Oklahoma State in the Iowa State-Texas game to win that. That was what's bugging Chuckery the other night. He picked Oklahoma State to win the Iowa State-Texas game. Anyway, and Dick Stockton was dreadful. He had Batman playing tight end.
Hey, here's the good news, Falcons fans. Dick Stockton is calling the game
this
week.
Yeah,
he and Mark Schlereth.
Just dreadful. But Gary Danielson's reaction aside, which was dreadful as well. But Chamberlain Smith, she took that massive hit, knocked her out cold for a while. Scary sight. But, you know, she's, you know, kind of embraced it. She tweeted out the picture that she took and all that kind of stuff. So good for her. I mean.
And her, by the way, she is a fantastic sports photographer. I think she works for the University of Georgia, UGA Sports is who she actually works for. But her pictures are picked up. And they go nationwide. I mean, anytime you see a Georgia photo, chances are she probably took it.
But wasn't she wearing an Auburn sweatshirt when she got hit?
Now, that I'm not sure about.
Okay. I thought I saw her in an Auburn sweatshirt. But good for her for recovering.
She's a UGA alum.
No, I know that. And she works for UGA. It could be something where maybe she was cold and they gave her a sweatshirt on the sidelines or something. But do want to give Chamberlain Smith a Mac of the Week. Chris, I'm with you. I had Keaton Slovis as well. 11.6 yards an attempt, four touchdowns. Look, you want to talk about underrated players? That kid out of USC, Michael Pittman Jr., is another one of those guys that he's the best. He's the best player in the Pac-12 nobody talks about out there. He's, for all the love that Herbert gets and Moss and some of those guys, Pittman is a tremendous player. But I had Slovis as well. A guy we haven't talked enough about, and don't look now, they're figuring it all out. I got Trevor Lawrence, 21 of 27, 272, 10.1 yards an attempt, four touchdowns, no picks. Don't look now, John. Clemson's offense has figured everything out. I mean, and this is – listen, if I'm Dabo Swinney, I'm just sitting back and letting everybody have their
I agree with that, actually. I wanted to diss him during this, but I couldn't. Clemson's a team nobody should want to play right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. Their offense is Trevor and ETN and those guys, they've got it all working right now. And they're just sitting back, just letting everybody just argue about who should be in and not be in and all that. Okay.
They may be the biggest lock for the college football playoff.
They are.
Yeah.
I mean there's no scenario. Now, I'll tell you this. They lose, they won't be in.
Correct, because the strength of schedule is so
bad. Committee won't put them in with a loss. But what's the chances they lose to South Carolina or the ACC title game against – I don't know if anybody's going to be ranked. Maybe Virginia Tech or Pitt gets ranked if they get in. Maybe Virginia. I mean, that round robin of those three teams is just, ugh. And my number one Mac of the week, it's UGA's rush defense and what they did to Auburn last week. 84 yards, 2.3 yards an attempt. For the first 3.5 quarters of that game, Chris, Auburn didn't do anything. I mean, nothing. And that's Georgia right now. Like I said, I understand. It may be different when they see Ohio State or Clemson or Alabama or LSU. You understand? I understand. When they see one of the full-on, 98-octane offenses, John, I get it. But that other 99% of the offenses they see won't do anything against Georgia. I feel bad for Tech next week because I don't know what Georgia Tech's going to do. Great win by Tech, by the way. We'll talk about that in a minute. Tremendous win by Tech. They ain't going to do nothing next week against that team, though. God bless Tech, but that's just I don't know what the – that's a 28.5-point spread probably to start.
Should be.
Yeah.
Should be. It's college football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, we've got more college football coming up. You've got the Utah Utes and the Arizona Wildcats later tonight. We'll join that game in progress after the Hawks and Raptors that you can also hear on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And then coming up at 1 o'clock today, pregame gets underway for Georgia State and South Alabama. They'll kick it off at 2 o'clock. South Alabama comes in at 1-9 on the year. Yeah, they're dreadful.
Chance for Georgia State to get to seven wins. Dan Ellington played last week. I have no idea how he – truthfully, John, honestly, they shouldn't have trotted him out last week. They weren't going to beat App State anyway, but let alone trot him out there and risking, long-term injury to him. I wouldn't have trotted him out there last week, but I know they wanted to win that game badly.
John Chuckery mentioned it a moment ago. A great win for Georgia Tech Thursday night. They knock off North Carolina State 28-26. We'll talk about that and the rest of the ACC next. It's college football game time. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.